Well, welcome back to our next edition of What's Up America with Mike Kerr, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And with me today is Kelly Edwards, and she is the host of The Business Shower, a podcast where she interviews entrepreneurs about the inspiration behind their business and how she got them to grow and basically to let them shine. And I've watched actually the show, Kelly, and it's really good, and there's a really good energy about it, and it seems like you're doing a lot of good work. And now usually you're the one usually asking the questions, and now you're in the kind of proverbial hot seat. But first of all, I want to say it's such a pleasure you're here. And first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit of, about your background and how you developed the Business Shower?
Hi, everybody. My name is Kelly Edwards. I am the owner of the Business Shower events. It actually started off as an events company, believe it or not. It started off as an events company. It was supposed to be like a soft launch for new and existing business owners. Then the pandemic hit. The podcast was always in the works, so I just decided to launch it earlier rather than later. So now I have the Business Shower events and the podcast. And as far as my background, I would say I'm like your all around girl, because with the Business Shower events, I do real estate too. So I'm like, I like the multiple streams of income type of thing. So I have a lot of background. So my official background is social work. That's what I have my degree in. I dabble here and there now.
Oh, great. So we want to talk a little bit about this show. So basically, what is the idea behind the Business Shower, this podcast? You kind of showcase different entrepreneurs. We see you've had a variety of different people. So how does that work then?
Yeah, so I definitely love to showcase new artists. I love to showcase new businesses, even, new authors. They're considered as artists as well. So I bring them up on my show and I just basically talk to them about how they got started, what made them want to start, and then also who influenced them to help them, want to go down this path of entrepreneurship. So I bring everyone on my show and I just talk to them about, how they got started and, what they see in their future.
Oh, great. Basically then where do you actually find, your guests, and where do you find these individuals then?
Yeah, so right now I have someone working with me to help me book different guests on my show. But then I also, I like to Facebook stalk and Instagram stalk. So if there's somebody that I want to interview, I'm going to reach out to them. I'm going to slide in their DMs, if that makes any sense, and have them as a guest on my show.
Okay. So when they come on, then you have certain topics or you have certain things that you discuss with them then?
Yeah, so I have like a list of questions that I pretty much ask everyone that comes on my show. But if it's industry specific, because, someone who is an author may not have the same experience as somebody who's a business owner. So I will kind of ask them different questions depending on what type of industry they're in. But pretty much I have signature questions that I ask everyone that comes on my show.
Great. You try to have a different variety of, guests. You seek out, like you mentioned, from different professions or?
Yes, from different professions. And I feel like I've had everyone on my show so far. I had, writers, I've had actresses and actors, I've had podcast guests. I had true business owners, I had clothing lines. So yeah, I feel like I have everything. I actually just interviewed a beard model as well. That was really interesting. I was just like, you're a beard model? That's cool. But yeah.
Oh, so that's great, Kelly, that you can interview someone like a beard model. But then, I mean, do you develop the questions, though? I mean, do you do some research into beard modeling? Or?
Yes. I do some research. I definitely will research them before they come on my show so I can know, you know, what questions to ask them and what questions to kind of stay away from. But yeah, definitely.
Okay. And so we mentioned, Kelly, that you have, you know, this podcast and you also are doing events too. Can you tell us about, you know, the whole thing there?
Yeah. So like the podcast is one thing, but the events is another. I mean, right now, New Jersey, we're open, but we're not open at full capacity. And it's looking like we're going for a shutdown number two. So what my plans are is to actually do a virtual business shower. When that's going to happen, it's still in the making. So guys got to give me some time, but I'm definitely thinking about doing a virtual business shower before the end of this year. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, how could you tell us just a little bit more how the virtual business shower is going to work, like versus an in-person one?
Yeah, so pretty much the virtual business shower is just going to just be like our regular business shower. So when we had our event on March 14th of 2020, we had speakers come out and speak to different parts of the business. Like I had someone come out from the state of New Jersey and talk about paying your taxes in the state of New Jersey. And then I had someone come out and speak about marketing. So this time I'm going to do the same thing. So it's going to be like a workshop, probably going to be a half day workshop where you get to learn different strategies in your business. I'm definitely trying to bring my friend who is a public relations specialist on so she can talk about marketing your business and, you know, getting your business exposure. So I'm like super, super excited about this virtual event. So half day workshop. So you're going to learn something and you're going to be able to showcase your business and talk about your business on a platform with other business owners.
So, Kelly, with this, you know, business shower podcast, you know, are your guests necessarily new entrepreneurs, new businesses, you know, kind of established businesses, or do you try to get different levels? Or
yes, I definitely try to get different levels because, you know, someone who's been in business for 10 years could definitely teach someone who's been in business for a year something. So I've had, you know, senior business owners all the way down to entry-level business owners on my show just for the aspects and the gems that they give out during their interview.
Oh, so I mean, then they come on, you know, your show, and then I see that you provide different links, you know, on the YouTube videos, and you know, they have a chance to get maybe new customers that way. Then
yes, so they get to get exposure. So the whole purpose of the Business Shower podcast is to give everyone a platform to speak about their business, how they got started, and kind of tell their story, and then also inspire someone else to start a business as well. So that's the purpose of the Business Shower podcast.
Oh, so I mean, for you, Kelly, then you've got this whole thing then is kind of a small business that you've got, huh, then?
Yes, it definitely is. It definitely is.
Oh, so, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, you all also, you know, are doing real estate. So, I mean,
yes.
Is it a situation where you can find all the time to do all these different projects then?
Yes, right now I can because I am married, no children. So once I start adding kids to the mix, that's probably when it's going to get busy for me. But I did have an assistant that worked for me for a short period of time, but she had to go back to school. But she was a great help. She definitely helped me throughout the summer. And I'll probably bring someone else on in the future, but right now it's just me because, like I said, I'm married, no kids. So once the little ones start running around, that's when I'm probably going to have less time to do certain things. But, you know, I'm toughing it out right now.
Right. So for you, Kelly, we mentioned that you're doing realty and that and helping people. I mean, is that kind of your thing, is to try to help people, to try to give them different avenues to get their business or help them buy a house or whatever?
Yes. So I love helping people. I think that's where all of this comes from. Real estate. I'm primarily wholesaling, fixing and flipping. I haven't gotten my real estate license yet. So that's something that I'm working on as well. So I can actually, really be out there selling instead of always buying and keeping for myself. But I just love helping people. And that's where the business shower came in. It fits into the helping field. As I told you before that, I majored in social work. So it's something that I love to do. I want to bring everybody up with me.
So, I mean, Kelly, your guests, come from a variety of, different backgrounds. But I mean, is there a certain issue or, certain concerns that these business owners bring up, or certain, suggestions or ideas? Or?
Yes. So during my show, I always hear is the same. It's the same message. Stay consistent. So every person that has been on the show has always said that, one of the most challenging things they felt was being able to stay consistent. So I just feel like that's a big message to everyone who's listening.
Oh, okay. That's a big message there. And do your guests ever, come back? Or, do you try to stay in touch with different guests and, how they're progressing in that?
Yeah, so I definitely want to do a recap season. Right now I'm still on season one because, the show is pretty new. But I still follow all of my guests. Everyone that was on my show, I still follow them. I still keep up with them. We still talk. So definitely, I would love to do a follow-up season. You just gave me a good idea.
Oh, great, great. Glad to help. And with these guests, do you a lot of times offer different, helpful hints or suggestions, or you try to have a conversation of maybe, ideas that you've experienced that could help them? Or?
Yes. So we talk about that. So if there's a point in our show or in our conversation where, I might think of something that can help them out, or they might think of something that can help me out, we usually talk about it right there on the show. And then I'll point it out, during my show, just so that the other people that are listening actually take that as a gem. So, yeah.
So, Kelly, you mentioned that this is season one. So do you do the show then on a particular date and a particular time? Is it live or recorded or?
Yeah. So the show is recorded. My schedule was the 15th and the 30th of every month, but things have been happening. So it's actually been coming out the 1st and the 15th. And I might stick with that schedule. I'm not sure. But just know that the Business Shower podcast will be published twice a month.
Oh, okay. So, you mentioned that, you're on the first season. So, will there be like a break, or do you want to keep shows constantly going, or how's that going to work?
Constantly going. We're not going to stop. We're going to stay consistent.
Oh, okay. So, Yanni, you mentioned about, you know, the business shower and you know, the vents. So, I mean, you mentioned about that event coming up. So that's mainly what you do is plan these events throughout the year, or?
Yes, that's what I was supposed to do before the pandemic. But it's just been very hard here in Jersey to actually have an event and have people not be afraid to come out and enjoy themselves with everything going on with the pandemic. So pretty much I kind of stopped the events for right now. I've been focusing on the podcast, but like I said, we're coming back with a vengeance and we're going to do the virtual business shower. And that's what we're going to do.
Oh, so I mean, this virtual business shower is for businesses, or maybe like some of the guests you have on the podcast. I mean, they, you know, like you said, you have speakers and they will, you know, take notes and all that.
Yes. So, yes, it's going to be for new and existing business owners to be able to join. And you can come to the event even if you're neither one of them. If you're not a business owner, you're thinking about being a business owner, you can still come to the event.
Okay. And is there any location requirement? I mean, you have people with this virtual event now tuning in from all over the world now, or?
Yeah. So I am going to have everyone tuning in from all over the world because it's virtual. So they can be in their office or wherever on the beach and they could join the business shower events. It doesn't have to be in New Jersey. I mean, if it was an event that we're doing at a location in New Jersey, yes, but no, this is a virtual event, so anyone can join.
Oh, so I mean, is there a certain process that they go through? You need like a virtual ticket, or do you go to like a certain site to sign up? Or
yeah, so 9 times out of 10, once I'm ready to start promoting it, everything is going to be on my website at thebusinessshowerevents.com. So that's where everyone is going to go to register for the event. If they wanted to be a vendor at the event or if they wanted to be a guest speaker, that's kind of where they would go and register for the event.
So now as far as the podcast, Kelly, goes, I mean, do you, like, if there are people out there that, you know, would like to showcase their businesses, I mean, would you mind if somebody contacted you or?
No, absolutely. So my email address is kelly@thebusinessshowerevents.com. Or you can just follow me on Instagram and shoot me a DM. I am always on Instagram. So just shoot me a DM. I'll respond to you.
But I mean, great. But I mean, as far as the guests now, then they will come to you or you come to them. You mentioned that, you know, you book them then.
Yes. Yeah, so if they want to come to me, that's fine. We can coordinate something and get you on the podcast. Or that's the only way to be on the show is to be booked through me, pretty much.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, as far as you mentioned about, did you say like different artists? Were you talking like painting artists or musical artists?
Oh, yeah. So I've had music artists. I have painters. I had writers. I've had poets. So I've had a variety and I do not discriminate. As long as you have a story to tell, then I'm going to allow you to be on my show.
And speaking of that, Kelly, so a lot of your guests do have that story to tell, but I'm sure they're very unique. But when you listen to these stories, do you find similarities and maybe their concerns and maybe their issues sometimes?
Similarities, yes. No issues, really. I haven't ran across anything anyone that had any issues. But as far as similarities, absolutely. Everyone that has came up on the show has been through something personally in their life, which drove them to starting a business. So I feel like that's also a running theme of my show. Like, you know, somebody has went through something, whether it was being laid off of their job, whether, you know, it's being diagnosed with the illness or something like that. They've been through something and it drove them to start their own business.
So, I mean, Kelly, you know, you listen to these stories, you know, that they have. I mean, is there sometimes concerns that these individuals maybe needed more experience before starting a business? Or, I mean, do you hear that? That they say, I wish I would have did this. I wish I would have did that.
No. Honestly, everyone that has came up on the show has said, I'm glad I did it the way that I did it, and I wouldn't change it for the world. Me, on the other hand, I wish I could have did a whole bunch of things, but you live and you learn, right?
Right. Okay, Kelly, so you mentioned that, you know, you have a website, and that's got a lot of information, and we'll get to that in a minute, but I want to talk a little bit about, as far as how our audience could see the Business Shower podcast, and the way I saw it was on YouTube. So is that the main place you have it, or?
No, so I have it on YouTube, I have it on Spotify, it's also on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, so those are the different places you can find it, and then it's also on YouTube, so yes.
So now with your website, it has a lot of different information on it and all sorts of things.
Yeah, so on the website, you can actually find the links to the podcast. You can find the pictures from the previous event that we did, and then you can also find my contact information up there as well.
Oh, and then, you know, people could contact you for, so let's see, as far as why they would contact you, of course, for, you know, to be on the podcast, maybe, you know, for this virtual, you know, business shower. I mean, is there any other things that you offer, any other services or?
No, not right now. I do in the future probably want to offer like consulting services. But right now I don't have the time. So yeah, I mean, you can always reach out if you have a question and I'll respond back to you. But yeah, as far as like business consultant, yeah, that's in the future.
Oh, so as far as maybe just an individual question or, yeah, you know, maybe, you know, maybe offer some helpful tips, that's something, yes, that you could do, huh?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, great. So, yeah, we encourage everyone, yeah, to check out the website. And, you know, so do you offer certain tips? You mentioned about, you know, different tips and tricks. Do you have any of those on your website or?
Not on my website, but every Wednesday I do a Wednesday business tip. So every Wednesday I'll release a business tip, you know, something that you could use in your business. So definitely check out my Instagram page at the Business Shower Events.
Oh, so I mean, with these business tips, I mean, are these tips or suggestions, you know, that you've gathered, you know, through your own experiences then?
Yes, these tips come directly from me. It comes directly from my experiences and things that I wish I would have learned. So yeah, I'm just sharing it with the world.
Great. And so you have, you know, all those tips that you do, and you said that's every Wednesday, and that was on your Instagram, or?
Yes, it's posted every Wednesday on Instagram, yes.
Great. So, yeah, I'm sure everyone will look forward to that. So yeah, it seems like, yeah, you're pretty busy, but yeah, you always have time for this. I know having a podcast, you know, you always seem to find the time to get everything in, huh?
Yes, even if it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
So is that one of the things, Kelly, that some of your guests mentioned, that is to try to do everything? I mean, is that one of the discussions you have, is to hire, if you can afford it, the proper amount of staff and the proper amount of people to not get overwhelmed then?
Yeah, so either hire or get some type of training.
Oh, So that's something that you talk about is, you know, making sure you have the right training. I mean, do your guests mention that that they wish they had more training, or like you said, they're glad they did it the way they did it, huh?
Yes, pretty much. Everybody's pretty much they're usually happy about the way they did it. But, you know, what I always tell some of the new entrepreneurs that YouTube is a university now. I call it YouTube University. Any and everything you want to do, there is a video on YouTube about it. So study from YouTube University because it's up there.
So, I mean, right now, Kelly, you don't necessarily do any of these tips actually on YouTube, or it's just written out?
Yeah,
or
it's just written out, not on YouTube yet.
Oh, you'll have to see. So that's interesting, Kelly. So you probably have all these ideas. It's just a matter of, you know, trying to fit those in and prioritize, huh?
Exactly, yes.
So, I mean, is that what you hear, Kelly, from a lot of your guests, is prioritizing? You know, they have all this they want to do, but, you know, they got to make sure that they can fit it all in, huh?
You know, honestly, my guests, some of the guests that come on my show, they just go for it. They are definitely, I'm going to say that, go-getters, because, you know, they just go for it. If they want to do tips and tricks on YouTube, they're going to do it. That's the type of guest that come on my show. And I'm like, well, I don't have the time to do this every week. So I'm going to put it right here for right now, and I'll do it sooner than later. But right now. But yeah.
Okay, Kelly. So, I mean, right now, then you've got any new guests, or, I mean, you're preparing for the next show, or?
Yeah, so I believe I have my next show next week. I am not sure. I believe it's Tommy that I'm going to be interviewing with. I would have to check my calendar. I'm not 100% sure. But yes, I do have a new episode coming out on the 15th. And then I have some recordings coming out that I've done previously. So, yeah.
And for our audience, and so you... as we could see, at least for our YouTube audience, this is where you usually do the show. I mean, do you ever do it on location, or just right there usually?
Yeah, usually right here. I actually just got this space. I'm so excited. I used to record in my living room, but now I have an office. So this is where I'm recording. I could be as loud as I want to be. I can do scream, holler, and no one is going to bother me.
Oh, great. Okay, Kelly, we really do appreciate your time. And before we go, we just wanted to, you know, let everyone know that, you know, your show is your show is kind of like this show. It's YouTube, yes. And then it's both video and audio. Then.
Yes. So do you want me to shout out my Instagram handles and all that stuff?
Yeah, sure.
This is the part. All right. So. You can find me at www.thebusinessshowerevents.com, or you can find me on Instagram or Facebook at The Business Shower Events, or you can send me an email at Kelly@thebusinessshowerevents.com.
Oh, okay. Sounds great, Kelly. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
No, just thank you so much, Mike, for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Okay, that sounds great, Kelly. And, you know, if anyone has any more questions, or if, you know, like I said, they want to be on the show, they could get in touch with you. And the best way is your website, then?
Yes, best way is my website. You can send me an email from there.
Okay, my guest has been Kelly Edwards, who is the host of The Business Shower, And we're so glad that you could join us, Kelly. You're listening to What's Up America with Mike Kara. As always, probably broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please catch us again next time.
Bye.
Okay.